This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know that we are living in a home.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your brothers and sisters, welcome back to our program Islam Quest. And we're dealing with the top 10 reasons why we need to do da'wah. As we said, my brothers and sisters, da'wah is a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given an honor, a privilege, and praises the person who calls people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sent all the prophets and messengers with the same duty to do da'wah, to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give and grant success to those who do da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bless a person to be the part of this victorious religion if we do da'wah. The sixth reason, my brothers and sisters, to do da'wah is that you can actually take the rewards of others who do good. For example, if you do da'wah to a person and with the permission and will of Allah Almighty, he gets guided, he accepts Islam, whatever that person does throughout his life till he dies, you will have the reward from that. This will be a continuous reward for you. Is it not a very smart act and wise act that we become the part and we share the reward without the reduction of that person who actually does that act? We become the share and we get the reward of whatever good that person does throughout our life. I'm sure if you are wise, if you're intelligent, and if you're true to yourself, you will never miss this opportunity by doing da'wah. Why we need to do da'wah? We need to do da'wah so that we may act smartly and take the reward when others do that by doing da'wah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them to Islam. The seventh reason why we need to do da'wah, my brothers and sisters, is because we need to be away from the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayah number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about five relations and three things. If these five relations, whether it be your parents, your children, your brothers and sisters, your spouses, your friends and relatives, all these five relations and the wealth that you have amassed, the business in which you fear a loss, and the properties and the jobs that you have and the homes that you live, that you love to live, all these five relations and eight things are dearer to you than Allah, His Messenger, and striving in His cause, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a warning, فَتَرَبَّصُوا. So wait, until Allah puts a decision upon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the rebellious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this as a warning, my brothers and sisters. If we do not strive for the path of Islam, if we don't struggle, if we don't do da'wah, if we don't make an effort in Islam by inviting people to Islam, we are being warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to abstain from this warning, we have to do da'wah. Another reason why we need to do da'wah, my brothers and sisters, is because we have to take the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we don't take this opportunity, as an eighth reason why we need to do da'wah, if we don't take this opportunity, then we will be replaced. We will be replaced by the people who will do better than us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, ayah number 38, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you, O Muslims, if you turn back from your path, from your duty, from your obligation, from your obligatory act, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another people. And these people will be never like you. They will never be like you. They will be better than you. And by Allah, we see that today. We see that today, those people who accept Islam, most of the people who call people to Islam, who are da'is, who are the people to who invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all, or most of them, alhamdulillah, they are the people who were not actually Muslims. They accept Islam and they came back to Islam. They are the reverts. They are the reverts who are doing majorly the job of the prophets. What about you and me? We do not want to be replaced from this great honor that Allah has given us. We do not want to get away from the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not want to be away from this victorious religion. If we don't want all these things, my dear brothers and sisters, then you need to do da'wah. In order that you may not be replaced, you have to do da'wah by calling people to Islam. The ninth reason why we need to do da'wah is because to avoid the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon those, my dear brothers and sisters, as Allah says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2 and number 159. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He curses a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He curses a person. And the angel curses a person who conceals the truth when he knows about it. Don't you and me know that Allah is one and only Almighty God? He is the only one worthy to be worshipped? Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His Lordship, in His names and attributes? Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth? If you know that and you conceal that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have curse upon you. We don't want to be cursed by our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason you and me need to do da'wah, my brothers and sisters. We need to do da'wah to abstain ourselves from this curse. The last, but not the least, the tenth reason why we need to do da'wah, my brothers and sisters, is because to avoid the loss. One of the criterias in Surah Al-Asr mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watawasaw bilhaq, is to enjoin yourself upon the truth and to invite others to the truth. If we don't do this act again, we will be in loss. So to avoid the loss, we need to do da'wah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the token of time, by the time, the entire mankind is in loss, is in manifest loss, is in clear loss, except those who believe, except those who do righteous deeds, except those who call people to the truth and establish themselves as well the truth and be patient and call people to be patient. One of the criteria to avoid, to get into Jannah is this, my brothers and sisters. We as Muslims need to understand that da'wah is a two-way sword. If you do da'wah to others, you will be corrected and it will benefit the others as well. I would like all the Muslims to take this beautiful act of ibadah, da'wah, which is the call of all the prophets, the profile of all the prophets and the messengers. And you would be privileged, you will be honored, you will be praised by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bless us if we do da'wah. And as we said, first and foremost, be an ideal Muslim to do da'wah. Call people by your speeches, organize events, and help those who are in da'wah. Contribute, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. Contribute and cooperate in the matters of good. That is also da'wah. There is no way, there is no excuse for you not doing da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, as a command with which I would like to end this episode from Surah Nahl, Surah number 16, ayah number 125. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'idhatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Invite people to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preachings, and argue with them, discuss with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. Let us take up this call of the prophets, this mission of the messengers, by doing da'wah to the world. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we